It's Fox Top 5, the podcast where the hosts always agree to disagree. This week on Fox Top 5, Brian Kilmeade.
This is almost a documentary. This is how good the actors are.
Yeah.
I absolutely feel they are them. I forget I'm watching a movie.
And Tyrus.
We came across, we walked across the aisle together of your ridiculous films and my really cool films.
Come together to share their top five greatest movies of all time. Here are this week's hosts, Brian and Tyrus.
What it is, welcome to Fox's Top 5. I'm Tyrus, co-host of Tyrus and Tim Podcast, and today I'm joined by my co-host of Fox and Friends and host of the Brian Kilmeade Show on Fox Talks Radio.
I just want to tell you, first off, that it didn't say what it is. You made that up. That was off the script.
I improv. I am not afraid to do that.
All right.
I have a lot of speech classes in school where they say, what do you got, Mr. Murdoch? Chewing gum.
Got it.
So, all right, man, let's get down to business here because this is a very, you know, with everything we got going on, this is a serious conversation.
Right. I understand that every week on this podcast that you're more familiar with than I am, hosts, reporters, and personalities get together just to share their top five of any given topic. What topic have you pretended to choose today?
Okay, first of all, I am a diligent scholar. And research is actually my middle name.
That's really why,
you know, it's difficult to spell on the
Tyrus team. Research.
Research. So I look up everything. I'm a film study guy. So this for me was a knock out of the park. As I can see by your many learned books, for those of you who can't see the studio,
right.
It's surrounded by giant pictures of your name,
right?
Branding, which is awesome, and just literally a who's who of our forefathers in. Many, which I'm surprised aren't leather-bound books. I've set the bar high. I'm going with a learned scholar here to talk about movies.
Yes. By the way, I'm great at reviewing movies. I was born this way. I could break it down like nobody else, and I can give reasons for it.
Now,
so we have the top five.
Now, before we go in there, I have to bring this up.
Why?
There was a small protest over the two of us working together by one,
really?
Greg Gutfeld,
right.
Who feels that he is the czar of movies, and that's a quote, czar, as if there's no democratic process. Mm. He's self-proclaimed king.
He's got that Russian thing going always, right?
So he's not happy about this.
So what if we have too much chemistry and you go up to Greg and say, Greg, I need another, I cheated on you and it's working.
Yeah, he's, you know, and it's probably one of those things where on the Gutfeld show, they'll just skip me a lot.
It's only two of the
sorry.
People.
Sorry, missed you on the thing. Yeah, missed me. But, all right, you know, as I'm a big fan of movies and
so you're going to start
pandemic,
number five.
Number five.
For me, my top five is obviously I think about my first cool experience in the movie theaters. And my top five, number five is The Black Stallion. Was the first movie that my grandmother took me to.
Really?
Starring Mickey Rooney and, of course, the Black Stallion. And all I wanted to, when I watched that movie, was I wanted to be on Alone on the Island with a Horse. As far as this kindergartner was concerned, that's where it was at.
Right. And in kindergarten, you were 6'1".
Yeah,
right?
I was 6'1". 6'2 and a half.
Right.
Just
so,
a scotch under.
Can I ask you, real quick, what is it about? I've never seen the Black Stallion.
You've never seen the Black Stallion?
Never seen
the Black
Stallion.
This is over. All right, get me out of here.
I'm not saying we'd have to match. We would have to appreciate
The Black Stallion was... this boy is on a trip with his father. His father's taking him on a business trip. And they're on this giant boat. And there's this mystique black stallion that's being abused. It's uncontrollable. And the ship sinks. And the stallion saves the boy. And they end up on an island together where they become best friends. And then they're rescued. But he won't leave without his horse. And then this is where it gets historic and kind of cool. There was that historic race back in the day between the giant warhorse and Seabiscuit. The Black Stallion shows up in America around this time, and Mickey Rooney, a retired disgraced jockey, manages to get the Black Stallion in the race against the two greatest horses in the racing world. And in a Hollywood first time, great score, great sound of the horses running, climactic finish, the Black Stallion beats the two greatest horses in the world with a leg injury.
Wow.
So it's an amazing movie.
Even though you gave away the ending, I will watch.
Yeah, it's a good movie for the kids. A good movie.
My number five is seasonal. It is Fred Claus. And the story with Fred Claus is pretty clear. I mean, everyone talks about Santa, the younger brother. Have you ever been outshined by a sibling? People can relate to that.
And I'm a foot and a half taller than all my siblings.
Are you really?
Extremely better looking and smarter, so no.
Fred Claus never really could get his parents' attention. Right. He ends up living on his own, never really finding his way. When Santa evidently needs Fred, he able to come back in and straighten it out in a year in which Santa could have went belly up because Kevin Spacey, who was the tax man, was looking into Santa's operation, and clearly they weren't in compliance. When you have people like Kevin Spacey, when you have what's his name? Paul Giamatti.
It's your movie, not mine.
Paul Giamatti.
Yes, Giamatti's great.
And then you have Vince Vaughn, the coolest guy I've never met. All in one movie. The payroll must have been unbelievable. And that, to me, is a Christmas story I can get behind.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sideways was a great flick. I would have accepted Sideways.
Right.
I would have accepted anything other than that.
It's not up to you to accept or
no,
not
No, it's
accept.
Not. And that's I didn't read the fine print.
Number four.
Again, I have to go with, I'm still going childhood, Empire Strikes Back. The first, the only sequel that was better than the original in any movie, I would argue, was Empire Strikes Back. And of course, it was the iconic I Am Your Father, which the entire world, or at least as far as my view could see, was shocked. And it was my first opportunity at a spoiler alert. Before it was fashionable to have a spoiler alert, I went with, I think, school friends for the first time, and it was like, believe it or not, kids, it was like $1.25 to go to the movies. Imagine that. And then mom took me and my brother to movies where then at the moment I said, oh, this is the part where he tells him he's his father. And my mother was like, why did I come here? So but it was a great iconic movie, still holds up today. They still watch it today. The Star Wars Empire is running fine.
So here's a couple of things that is sticking out with me. It's not so much the movie. It's also the experience of the people who bring you there, who you go with.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it used to be. The movie was
now we're very lonely.
An adventure. Yeah. Now we got to just kind of sit and watch.
Alone.
Yes.
Right, pretty
often,
much alone.
Especially when I pick my movie.
Right. So here's one you should have picked, but I know you didn't. It involves a very special guy. It is called Here Comes the Boom. It involves school. It involves UFC.
Are you trying? Are you even trying? Are you kidding me?
Fantastic movie.
A substitute teacher or the weight problem decides to become a UFC fighter. That's where we're going. Okay.
And he was a wrestler in high school.
Yes, I watched it.
Right. Kevin James.
Yeah, I watched
and
it. I love Kevin James. I think he's phenomenally talented.
And he still went to school on Monday after a big match.
Yeah, he did. He did. Black eyes and all.
Right.
He did. Yeah.
And what I liked about it, too, it's got sports, it's got school, it's got parenting, it's got everything. It's got Henry Winkler in it. So to manage and to think that they would combine forces to put together something like that. And I like the fact that it's underappreciated. And I like the fact, too, I'm going to go to the Tyrus film formula. I was able to bring my whole family and nobody was mad.
That is the barometer. When you don't have someone doing the director's cut breakdown at the end of the movie, which is a Greg Gutfeld patent where he breaks down the emotion and tells you little tidbits like, you know, Scorsese or Sezzy, as I call him, would have them sit on rocks so they would feel uncomfortable. I'm like, that's great, Greg. I didn't really.
Right. But you were in the movies too, right? You
were in Smokey and the Bandit. I do movies, although I don't sit on rocks I actually act. But yeah, I just finished one, which I'm saving because that's part of my finale. So thanks for the spoiler alert.
The countdown continues after this.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Number three.
This one is a tie. I cannot separate the two. And it's Godfather 1 and 2. I think are two of the most iconic films ever. Three never happened. We just don't acknowledge
worst,
three.
Worst ever.
We just stop it at two. Fredo, I knew it was you. Good enough for me. That, the characters, the it kind of inspired a lot of capitalism that would take it over attitude. There was a lot of Michael Corleone posters on the walls of young men, like, that's how you get it. You got to become a boss. You got to become a don, without the criminal aspect, because, of course, the goal was always to be a legitimate family within 5 years. That was the plan in the movie. But phenomenal. First movie, you got James Caan with Sonny, and you got Luca Brasi, which I think every fish in my fish tank at one time or another has had that name. It's just a great name. But it's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Okay. I picked The Godfather 1.
Okay, see, I said it at the...
Right.
I'm psychic. We could get a whole new thing here.
Right.
We got a whole new thing here. I said that we would agree on at least one film.
And my thing is very simple. I was late to the party, you know, when everyone's a Godfather. I just said, just like, I never saw Star Wars.
Right.
I go, you guys can have your Godfather, whatever, you know, the mob thing. I'm not into it. When I saw it, I see it again and again. I said, this is almost a documentary. This is how good the actors are.
Yep.
I absolutely feel they are them. I forget I'm watching a movie. I feel like I am watching the life unfold. The way it was cast with then not famous actors, what they all became, I find fascinating. And I'm just in awe. I mean, the more I see it, the more I'm in awe of it. It was, I don't know how you cast better. I don't know how you write better. And then I heard Martin Scorsese interviewed by Howard Stern, and he talked about how the film company was fighting him the whole time. They said, you got to redo this. You better not have
this.
Yeah,
they hated it, actually.
They fought him every step of the way. And they said, listen, you're going to get fired. Make sure you get fired. Don't quit. You got to get paid. He thought it was done on a Friday.
Right.
And they ended up keeping him through the weekend. And then he finishes up the movie. And we know the product he put out.
And, of course, who could forget that awesome scene? I guess horrible for the horse, but... make him an offer that he couldn't refuse became an iconic household saying. You know, you made him an offer he couldn't refuse. I mean, he put a horse in his bed, and of course, we all got Frank Sinatra. So there you go.
Right.
That was the supposed backstory. I just gut-filled you right there. I gave you a little history with
the lesson. You for that. Let's move to number two.
Number two.
You know what? I've gone first, so let's flip it.
Okay.
Show a little, since we showed some agreement here. We came across, we walked across the aisle together of your ridiculous films and my really cool films, and we had a meeting together, so let's do this. So please, take us home.
I think the best comeback you've had, are you even trying, which is unbelievable to me, because you're a wrestler, and I pick a wrestling movie, and you think that that's a problem, but
UFC fighting, wrestling. Again, you know what? We're splitting hairs here, and not going to do it. I'm not going to get upset.
Both at times, wrestling cages. How about that?
Okay.
Fighting cages.
Different.
Okay.
All right.
I believe life is a Rocky movie. You could always say this reminds me of certain elements in Rocky, right? And this is Rocky III. To me, there's just no question that is the best Rocky by far. It had everything because it had the Liston reference. You can't win. Rocky's going to knock you in tomorrow. Floyd Patterson, Customato is Mick. He's doing this, and he finds a way to change styles and win. And there was one way in which Ali changed styles on Foreman. He actually didn't dance. He did the opposite, but it showed he also lost weight and became quicker. I found that fascinating at the end. So everything, the strategy, the overcoming fear, Apollo becoming involved, the friendship taking root, going out to Los Angeles, learning how the black fighter fights as opposed to the slugger, where he came from in Philadelphia. I just thought it was perfect.
And let's not forget, it gave the world Hulk Hogan.
Best
and
moment.
Mr. T.
By the way,
got a lot of stars, a lot of household names out of that movie. That is a great movie. It was on my radar.
Was it?
Because I went to the movies and saw it.
What about when he said you got civilized, right? He goes, you know, he got civilized.
Worst thing happened to you, Rock. Worst thing happened to a fighter ever, Rock.
Right.
You
those
got
were hand-picked.
Civilized. Yeah.
Those weren't even hippie.
They was good fighters, but they wasn't killers like this guy.
Right.
He'll knock you to death, Rock. He'll knock you out inside of three rounds.
A subtlety.
Yes.
A subtlety. Do you remember when Mr. T is giving an interview before the rematch? He's giving it like an intellectual interview. So it shows.
He had been the worst thing happened to Mr. T.
He got civilized.
He got civilized. He's like, yeah, pain.
Right.
My prediction is pain.
Which was good. But I just got worried too on Rocky III because everyone was dying. You know?
Yeah,
and I get worried. How are they going to continue this?
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. I love this movie so much that most of the time when I was wrestling, I would talk to guys like Clubber Lane. You know,
you would?
This is my round. You know, made me wait, Balboa. Like, You want a chump? Want a chump? And I would do that all the time because Mr. T. Clubber Lane in the movie had some of the greatest one-liners. That's the one thing about, I think, when you think about movies that Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger do, there's always great one-liners that carry with you forever.
Right.
And this guy will kill you to death inside of three rounds. Think about that, to kill someone to death. Isn't the plan, I mean, well, you might have an advantage.
In the first one, he came out strong, remember?
Oh, yeah.
It looked like Stallone was going to take him.
Apollo was shocked.
Right.
But he settled down. Greatest entrance of all time. Apollo Creed coming out there in the Philadelphia Spectrum Arena. He's got
one.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, one. Yeah. Well, you know what though? When he got killed was pretty good too with James Brown and Rocky IV. I'm going ahead a little bit. But Living in America was a great song. And to be killed during an exhibition, I think is murder. I honestly think it's murder. I really think.
Right, there should have been charges.
But because they were from Russia and there was some red tape and
Tyrus, if you're the scriptwriter, there's murder charges and there's a long trial. Charges.
And then he hits you with that diplomatic immunity thing.
Right,
and he
absolutely.
He just walks back to Russia. Then we got to go get him.
Right.
And bring him back.
That would have been a different Rocky better. Six.
Like, you know, after that, we can change, everyone can change, and if everyone can just take a few minutes, our drones gets his stuff together, and we indict him back to America where he can face murder charges. Thank you guys so much for coming out.
Do you think the TD Bank promotion should have been in Rocky IV because Drago ends up promoting TD Bank.
Yeah, I think
you think that should have been it?
There was a lot of nuances, you know. And, you know, it's good because you'd be a good guy to remake a movie. I think you would be a good brain trust for that. Now, right. Mine is a little more gangster. My two was Scarface. Again, another movie.
A lot of cocaine.
You know what? Cocaine, yes, but great acting was phenomenal. And I think just in my era, there's a lot of Al Pacino here, but Al Pacino was the man. Like after Godfather, anything he touched,
I know.
Scorpio was just—he was just brilliant. So you know, it was kind of hard not to. But Scarface, come on! I mean, some of the greatest lines ever. You know, say goodnight to the bad guy. I mean, it literally, it's another one of those movies where you know the immigrant looking for the American dream. Okay, this is not it. This was a criminal who sold drugs and killed people until he was eventually killed by the people he worked with, which unfortunately is a common problem in the drug trade.
Right.
Where, you know, your business partners end up becoming your murderers. So,
I think the Biden administration is going to address that.
Yeah, it's a problem. Lot of, we got to really
There's a problem.
What's
when you get into
in
drugs,
Miami.
A lot of times you get killed.
Just
and
say
that's
no.
Gotta stop.
Just say no,
right.
kids.
Just say no to becoming a big drug kingpin.
Because you don't want to play rough.
No.
Because Tony Montana will play rough.
Right. But by the way, why are people rough with guns? I mean, is that
you
like they're breaking you in half? Like, you could break people in half. You should be a drug kingpin if you chose, but there's never any openings.
Well, one, it's very hard to get into. It's a lot of...
You got to know somebody.
Not only do you have to know somebody, there's a lot of... what's the word I'm looking
you
for?
You got to get the drugs?
When, like, you give your family job. A lot of nepotism.
Right.
They kind of pass it down. They kind of keep the wealth. And I wouldn't even know what to study in school for that. Would that be...
Leadership? Just to take a leadership
some
course?
Form of animal husbandry, plant husbandry, farming, agricultural studies, perhaps?
I think so.
You know, we're probably going too deep in that one.
Yeah, I just think a seminar about leadership and how to lead a ruthless band of
And maybe not shoot adults. Your business partners when things don't go well.
Don't, right?
Yeah, and don't assassinate, especially if the kid's in the car, which he didn't. Because he didn't want that in his life. He had a line. One thing I like about him, he had a line. Even though he was a criminal, he had a line. There was a line he wouldn't cross.
Like, I remember John Gotti, he would kill people, but he would also buy the kids fireworks on the 4th of July, which made it okay.
You know, Iceman is just one of those things.
Number one. 5, 4, 3. Number one.
Ooh, drum roll.
This is going to waste very long. How much do we get paid for this?
Actually, we're supposed to get this done in 5 minutes. We've completely failed. But this will be a 5-part miniseries. See, look, the boss is coming in going, it's a 5-minute thing. How do they do this? You can't bring this together and not make this a special.
Exactly.
Okay? Right. Just put this in the New Year's Eve bank. We've got it.
But Tyrus, by the way, 10 hours. Nobody knows who you're talking to.
Well, he never speaks. That's his thing.
That's your thing.
Okay. I know who he is.
All right.
You see him, though. I didn't make it up.
That's a
whole other...
But nobody at home does.
No.
That's the problem.
It's my boss. He stands... He never really talks to me. He just kind of looks at me.
Right.
All right. So my number one, drum roll, and only other reason, because I've watched it so many times that I have no choice but to make it number one, and it is Smokey and the Bandit. That is my all-time favorite movie.
With the original?
With the original. There's only one, even though I did a remake, but there's only one, the great Jackie Gleason. I never thought there was a funnier human being on the planet, and Buford T. Justice was just every line in that movie I know. To the point when John Snyder, I did an interview with John Snyder, legendary actor.
For your Fox Nation series?
Yeah, for my Fox Nation series, Enough Said. And he was doing a remake to the movie, and he said, hey, would you like to be part of it? And I was like, no, I want to be the sheriff. And it was kind of like, well, you're, how could we? And then I explained to him in these days and times, who better than someone
and as you, that's
myself.
How you got in the movie?
Yeah, I bullied my way. And then, of course, you got to show up and get the damn job done, which we ended up with a pretty good dang comedy.
Where do we see this?
You can check it out. I'm glad you asked that. I was queuing that up. You know, because today you
because you can't go to the theater. You know, it's you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, no, you're available for rent on Cinefix. I'm just going to spell it, CINEFLIXDOD.com, or buy at johnsnyderstudios.com.
Right.
So it was a small movie, but it was great. And but Burt Reynolds, Jerry Reed, I mean, you cannot, I don't care who you are. It's a movie about nothing.
But can I say something? What do you say to people who look at Jackie Gleason and say he was going lowering his standards doing that movie?
Oh, he was. And that's what was great, because he was the great. You had this New York, one of the greatest comedy legends of all time, coming to play a Southern, slightly racist Texas sheriff.
Right.
Couldn't get any better than that. He stood out like a sore thumb. There was no way, no way that he was from Texas. But you know what? It worked.
Jackie Gleason movie that Tom Hanks was in. Do you remember it? Nothing in Common. That was Jackie Gleason. He died soon after.
Yeah, that was his last movie.
Yeah, and I think he was having problems, and in the movie he has diabetes and he lost some. I think Tom Hanks discovers his legs are a different color.
Yeah.
And then he ends up passing away.
Yeah,
so that to me was the drama when he showed real empathy and sympathy. Well, here's my number one that I cannot believe you haven't named. Stunned. Right. Russell Crowe, Cinderella Man. To me... James Braddock, it's a real story. Depression really happened. New York, Madison Square Garden took place. The upset really happened. He did become heavyweight champion for a while. He did have to beg to make a living. And just to see Russell Crowe learn to box, interviewed Angelo Dundee, and said, I would have trained him, and we would have been successful as a professional boxer at the end. That's how much it meant to him.
Well, not just that. And he had a great cast. Your guys in that, probably the best manager ever. You know, sideways. I always forget. I always say I'm terrible with names, which in this business
I think I know what you're talking about. It was, Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, Paul Giamatti. Second one. He's like, yeah, come on, buddy. And the story of how he broke his left hand, but he strengthened it to the right hand while he was working, basically standing in line every day in the work lines.
And they knew who he was.
Yeah, and they didn't care because he was just another guy trying to get a job, because that's how bad the depression was.
Right. And also, it reminds me so much of what boxing was supposed to be.
Yep.
You literally, the next ethnic group in was up. The Italians, the Irish, the African Americans, you're next, you're next, you're next. You literally fight your way up in America, and sometimes you get up with a bunch of guys that get you the shot that maybe it's not a pure meritocracy, very familiar with America.
And Max Baer was a monster.
Yeah.
People don't realize how big that guy was and how dirty he was. He punched guys everywhere, back of the head. He's one of the reasons why the rabbit punch is outlawed. That guy was, and he was literally the role in that movie. You hated that guy, but he was so damn good, and he knew it. And Russell Crowe was literally the only guy that even was the first guy to even hit him. He was in there with guys that he would destroy guys. It would just, you'd be begging for the fight to be over. I mean, you cannot underestimate the upset that was. And that was a real life story where he beat a guy who was unbeatable.
Look it up.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the movie, the history reels itself, phenomenal.
And you could go on YouTube and watch the fight, by the way.
Yeah.
So, and to see Russell Crowe, I just thought it was so believable. We're used to fight scenes being good. I thought that raised the bar. So that is our 5-on-5. I have a wrap, unless you have a final thought.
No, like I actually, this wasn't as painful as I thought it was
right.
going to be.
You hated 5 and 4, but
yes,
you liked the number 1.
With all my heart, but you totally redeemed yourself.
Thank you to everyone for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or on FoxNewsPodcast.com. Let us know your top 5. You're listening to Top 5 on the Fox News Podcast Network! Exclamation point.
Enough said.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.